1 minute after 5 Central African time on this beautiful Monday morning, the 20th of Ramadan, 1442. This segment, of course, is sponsored by Capital Group of Company, the Q&A. Let us cross over, inshallah, to our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. We welcome the listeners of Al-Ansar, welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 20th of Ramadan, 1442. We focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 78, 79 and 80. Thus far, we discussed the 11 brothers came from Canaan, Palestine, and they received their full quota and full ration. And then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam received revelation that he must insert something, the cup of the king that they use for measurement, in the luggage, in the bag of his full brother, Benjamin bin Yamin. And then they were all summoned, and then it was found in his bag. So the other brothers, the 10 of them who were half-brothers, they said, if he stole, then his brother also stole before him, meaning, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They alleged and accused that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam also stole. And I mentioned to you yesterday, that was in his formative years when he was young. He saw one of his elders as an idol. He took the idol and smashed it to smithereens. So that is what they meant, he also stole. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam still kept his identity secret, and his mind, he said, Antum sharrum makana, your condition is much worse. You took your brother and dumped him there in the well. You sold your brother as a slave, and so many other crimes you committed. Nevertheless, so now what is going to happen? So Almighty Allah informs us. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 78. Qalu, they, the 10 brothers. Binyamin is silent because he knows that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, informed him, you are my brother. So he is silent. So the 10 of them spoke, and they are saying and appealing and begging, Ya ayyuhal aziz, O you minister, O you big chief, Inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira, verily he has a father who is very, very old in age, and every day he is getting older and is pining for his son. So all that, but they didn't say about the son that's missing. فَخُذَ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَا, hence take one of us in his place. Let him go home and take one of us. We will accept that. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, indeed we see you as a person who fulfills his duty with beauty. You are a person so kind, so compassionate and so considerate. Please, we beg you. So what did he say, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? The Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him, he said, Qala ma'adha Allah, we seek the refuge of Almighty Allah. That we say, that is impossible. You know, when Zulaikha, the minister's wife, she tried to seduce Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, there also he said, Ma'ad Allah, that we seek the protection of Almighty Allah. So only Almighty Allah protects us from vices, oppression, transgression. So yet again he told the 10 of them, Ma'ad Allah, we seek the protection of Allah. Anna akhudha illa ma wajadana mata'ahu. Mata'ana indahu anna akhudha, that we take illa mawajadna, except by that person by whom we found mata'ana indahu, our goods, meaning the cup of the king, we found it by him, so he is the person we are going to detain and nobody else. And if we do that, what you are suggesting and requesting, inna idhal ladhalimun, then surely we also will be the oppressors and transgressors and wrongdoers. So impossible, out of the question. Now when they were begging, pleading, everything, Almighty Allah describes it. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنُهُ, when they became disillusioned, when they despaired regarding him, that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, they do not know it is their brother as yet. So they became totally disillusioned, despaired, they lost hope in him. He will not change his decree and his verdict and decision. What did they do, these 10 brothers? خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّا, they went one side. And they said, let's have a caucus, let's have a private meeting, a private conference, and see, we need to strategize now. We are in a catch-22, and a huge dilemma. So they said, let's go back. We will tell father that your son stole, what can we do? قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ, then the biggest one in age or intelligence, his name was Yehuda, therefore the Jews called themselves Yehud. So remember, attributing themselves to him, he is the one who even suggested that time, لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ, do not murder and kill him. If you want, go thump him and throw him in the well. So here again he says, no, how can I go back? Don't you remember the covenant, the pledge we took on father's hand? Alam ta'alamu, what don't you remember and know? Anna abakum qad akhadha alaykum mawthiqan min Allah, that verily your father, he's trying to tell them, our honorable father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Prophet Jacob peace be upon him, has taken from you, qad akhadha alaykum mawthiqan min Allah, a covenant and a pledge in the name of Almighty Allah. You agreed, I agreed, father agreed, and now you say we just go back now. And before that, وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّتْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ, this is in their private conference, private meeting, and their meeting going on in secret there one side. And before this, all the negligence, recklessness, carelessness regarding Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. You are guilty, I'm guilty, you what, you must commit the crime again? No. Now I made up my mind. I, Yehuda, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَعْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بِي, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ, hence I will never leave this land and sand, meaning Egypt. I am going to stay here. حَتَّى يَعْذَنَ لِي أَبِي, until and unless our father, my beloved father now, gives me permission and consent. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي, or Almighty Allah pass a verdict and a decree regarding me. Till then I also will stay here. Now subhanallah, in Egypt there will be 3 brothers. One is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the big minister, and remember he is the most handsome person in the earth at that time as well, and the greatest person with his father. First is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So he's one. Second one is Bin Yamin. It is alleged that he stole, but we know he didn't steal. So remember, he will be detained, and now Yehuda also will stay. So when they return, only 9 of them will return. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, and he, Almighty Allah, is the best of judges. What happens after that? Inshallah, tomorrow. Few announcements we have to make. Number one, we thank our respected Maulana Salim Kareem of Ladysmith. We thank our Mufti Shiraz Desai of Port Elizabeth for all their contribution. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward them, their families, for all the great contribution and sacrifice they are making. Almighty Allah reward them fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. Second, to you, the esteemed listeners, South Africa, many other countries, where today, Monday, 3rd May, you must remember, is the 20th fast. Then remember, tonight will usher in the last 10 nights. So tonight is an odd night, 21st night. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius he was, he used to say, in his verdict and opinions, the chances of Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny, is either on the 21st night or 23rd night. So people wonder, now why all these differences? Remember that they experienced it in their own lifetime. Hence they are telling us though. So remember, we will say each one of these odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, is an auspicious night, most probably 27 night, but Allah Jalla Wala is giving us this extra opportunity. So brother, please I beg you, sister, do not kill time. At least use our time productively, constructively. The world will crucify us and they will criticize us for one mistake, one sin we commit, and remember they'll forget all the good we did. But Allah, the one tear and the one crying of ours, will forgive all the sins. That is the benevolence, the mercy, the grace of Almighty Allah. So at least cry to Almighty Allah. We all are sinners, each one of us who is sane and mature today and we're living. So each one beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. And remember, you my brothers who are sitting for itikaf, whatever your time for sunset is, 10-15 minutes before that, make sure you are already in the masjid, in the mosque, and you have your cubicles and all that ready. Here I see in Malaysia the masajid are all tip top, mashallah, the cubicles are ready, yesterday everything. So my brothers, remember, try and sort all your things out and make sure you make proper arrangements for your wives, your children and so forth, your parents. Third announcement, remember today, Monday, we're starting a new program, and that is especially for you, the reverts, the new Muslims and others who have forgot basically half of Islam, three quarters of Islam, what they learned. Between 2:30 and 3, Maulana Zahid Khan will run the madrasa, Markaz Sahaba Madrasa, inshallah, live on air, and that will be Monday to Friday, 2:30 to 3, South African time, inshallah, starting today. So diarize all that and make notes of it. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. You make dua for us, and we also will make dua for you and all the deceased as well who passed away on Iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, what happens if a brother is sitting for Sunnah I'tikaf? Of course, they live right next to the masjid. They've got no children, Ustaz. So can the wife bring food for the husband, maybe from the masjid window, Ustaz?
Remember, in the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mosque, Masjid Nabawi, and the houses, the Hujurat, therefore chapter 49 is known as Surah Hujurat. So the honorable homes and rooms of the honorable wives, our honorable mothers, was like attached to the masjid. So they would come, they would be outside, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam inside, and they would speak and ask Nabi alayhi salam anything you need. So yes, you can do so, but the better arrangement will be, maybe you have your nephew, or maybe you have your brother or somebody. So you must remember, she can just leave it there one side and you can just pick it up. They don't have to talk and discuss and so forth. Just prepare the basket or whatever, you leave it there, and then she just picks it up and so forth. If she's going to go every day and he's going to wait and all that, you know our people, so they will start peeping themselves. Oh, this Mota, this brother, yeah, his wife is coming to give the food, so let us check her also. See, sometimes our brothers do crazy things, although they're inside the mosque, you know. So therefore, I will not say, although it's permissible, but remember, that's not the practical solution. So rather, you get one of your nephews or your brothers or so, and she will just leave the basket there, and then pick it up, and then you go, you pick it up and take it to the masjid. masjid, that's easier, inshallah.
My daddy will be sitting tonight for i'tikaf, Ustad, but of course, he wants to know if he can run the business from there, Ustad, because there's nobody in the shop. Ustad, if he can dictate from there.
It depends what you mean to run the business and so forth. If you mean that you're going to bring the merchandise, the goods inside the masjid, that's not permissible. If you mean that they will contact you maybe at this price or this item and so forth, that's permissible. But if you are going to be busy with the phone 4, 5, 6 hours a day, then it's better you don't sit for sunnat etikaf, then rather sit for nafil etikaf. And remember, you run your business and then night time you come and spend the nights there in the masjid. Because they're there 5, 6 hours busy on the phone, you'll be inside the mosque, you can't leave the boundary of the masjid unless you have to go to the bathroom, washroom, toilet and so forth. And remember, you'll be chatting, you'll be causing great disturbance to others, desecrating the sanctity of the masjid, and that is not permissible. So therefore, my brothers, you must be very careful that we don't cause harm and takleef to others just because we want to interact with our staff, we want to interact with our wives and families, and we are talking, typing, making noise. So all that unacceptable.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, what's the best ibadat for a lady in her menses on the odd night to start?
MashaAllah, first and foremost, you, my sister, when your napaki, your haiz, your menses starts, take that out of your mind, that this is a punishment. Nay, inna Allah kataba hadhihi ala banati Adam. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wala has ordained and prescribed this for the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Open Mustad Ahmad. See Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. It is the 10th year of the Hijrah migration. It is the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. And Arafat day, Mona Arafat was on a Friday, the 9th of Zulhijjah. Lo and behold, on the 4th of Zulhijjah, the Sunday, they entered. And just before Makkah, there's a place called Sarif. There, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Abu Bakr ki ladli, the beloved daughter of Sayyida Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, she made intention for Umrah, the smaller pilgrimage, and lo and behold, just few kilometers before Makkah, her menses started. She was very, very sad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla has prescribed and ordained this for the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So her menses continued till the days of Hajj came. So she made fasthul umri umrati ilal Hajj. She had to cancel her umrah and perform Hajj. The other co-wives, the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam, perform umrah and Hajj. She perform Hajj. So it is, they entered on the 4th of Zulhijjah Sunday. And lo and behold, on the night of the 14th, now remember the days of Hajj, everything are finished, the preparation for departure. She was crying, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other wives perform Hajj and Umrah, I only perform Hajj. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the only Rahmatulil Alameen, is the only, will always be only, the only personality between the mercy or to the creation and universe, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةُ الْعَالَمِينَ, said, fine, go with your brother Abdul Rahman there to Tan'im and just outside the Haram, and you make intention for Umrah. So that's how that Umrah came into existence. So in a case like that, when you are in these odd nights, you are in your menses, now you can't read Quran Sharif, you can't be touching Quran, you can't be reading Salat. So 3-4 things quickly I suggest to you. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abundant Istighfar, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. And Afdalu Zikri, La Ilaha Illallah. Read La Ilaha Illallah, La Ilaha Illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly. Raise your hands and beg Almighty Allah. So all that you can do, remember that the ulama have written, this is min babil adab. It's not something compulsory or sunnah, but it will be desirable, meritorious. You, my sister, Haiza, you are in your menses, so though you make your wudu, perform your wudu ablution, is not compulsory, is not sunnah, but it is desirable. And then you sit on your musalla, on your carpet, and there you beg Almighty Allah. So in that way you will receive the optimum, maximum reward, inshallah. And we all know the dua and supplication Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad Ibn Majah, Allah read with me, Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh beloved Allah, you are afu, of forgiving, very forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. Fa'afu anna, forgive us. If you want to go into the philology, history of the one word here, afuun, do we even realize what is the real meaning? When we ask Allah that you are afu, tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. So afu means, Ya Allah, you forgive me in such a manner in my book of deeds where it is written, I, Abdul Qadir Hussein, committed this crime, that sin, that major sin. You erase it, you expunge it, you remove it totally. It must never show again in my book of deeds. That is what we are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, remove it totally from my book of deeds. So imagine what a powerful dua and potent dua it is. So beg Allah, everyone, Allah grant us tawfiq.
Ameen. So Ustaz, can I pay my light and water and rates with interest money? I have no income. I am a widower. Ustaz,
remember, that's not permissible, that for your water and lights that you have to use halal money, but for your taxes, for your rates and so forth, that you use your interest money, that will be permissible. So if you are down and out, you don't have any money, any coins, gold coins or any income and so forth, so speak to your local ulama, your various organizations, that inshallah they can give you some zakat and so forth. And remember that if you are really deserving, they will investigate, and then mashallah that you need your good income and, you know, something sustainable, and in that way there you might be very old, you can't go and work, so then zakat would be permissible, provided that the ulama and the brothers there who are responsible, they investigate the matter. But as a principle, remember this, for your water lights you must use halal money, for your rates, your taxes, and for your income tax, whatever other taxes there are, for that you use interest money, totally permissible.
Somebody says, can you please ask Mufti Saab, can you read extra tasbih like Allahumma ghfirli or any Arabic dua in the sunnat and tarawih salah of sajda and ruku, Ustaz?
100%, especially in sajda. So you must remember what ruku'ah I'll explain to you just now. Take the hadith sharif, Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna that aqrabu ma yakunu al abdu min rabbihi, the nearest the servant, the slave comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah is wa huwa sajidun, whilst he or she is in sajda. Allah loves that sajda, prostrating of ours. Therefore remember, it's called masjid. We stand there, we perform ruku there, we bow down, we sit. Masjid, the place of sajda. See, the whole area is called masjid because we perform sajda, we prostrate to Almighty Allah. So aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbi wa wasajidun fa akthiru fihi du'a. So beg Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. We are awake to sehri time, suhoor time. Read 2, 4, 6, 8 rakat tahajjud. Read 2 rakat also, and in your sajda say, Rabbi ghafirli, O Allah, forgive me. Warhamni, Ya Allah, envelope me in your mercy. Wajburni, Ya Allah, all the deficiencies in my life, you compensate for it. Ya Allah, then you say that Wansurni, O Allah, assist me. Warzukni, you give me, Ya Allah, that risk and sustenance and provision. Waafini, grant me afiat, safety, comfort, goodness. So all that in Arabic, you make the dua. salah, in taraweeh, in your nafil salat, in salatul tasbih, all that will be fine and permissible, no problem with that. Regarding ruku, you go and this is sahih, authentic hadith, open targhib wa tarheeb, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal azim, and thereafter you read so that you rabbul malaikati wal ruh, that Almighty Allah is the Rabb, the sustainer, nourisher of all the angels and of Jibreel, the Ruh, the archangel. So that also is proven. But the other was Rabbi, 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 all that you will read in recite, inshallah, in Sizda.
So, Ustaz, can I give interest money to a very poor Muslim, anonymous Ustaz?
Yes, permissible, Muslim, non-Muslim, all that, you won't receive any reward. But because he is in dire straits, Muslim or non-Muslim, and they are really poor and destitute, so totally acceptable and permissible.
I see all of us say that, why do you guys not fish in Ramadan? Is it a sin? Since your Ramadan started, I haven't seen a single Muslim on our beach. This is Brother Clyde Ustad.
Remember, my brother Clyde, it's very good. You can already distinguish between Muslim and non-Muslim. So that's very, very good. You see, my brother Clyde, when Ramadan comes, then we go for the optimum and maximum. So the Muslim says, I don't want to kill time and waste time with fishing and so forth. Let me rather turn more and more to Almighty Allah so that I can catch more mercy of Almighty Allah. See, my brother, I give you a wonderful incident. When I went to Brazil, when I went to Argentina, South America, we've been there several times with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So I told the brothers daytime, I want to go to the falls. It is one of the masterpieces, one of the wonders of the world, Iguazu. I don't know if you've been, you go to Brazil side, you see it. You go to Argentina side, you see it. So then it was, we were there. And now the South African brothers who were me. So I said, come, we must go nearer, nearer. Then I made the dua, and they were saying, Ameen. I said, Ya Allah, ye to aapke chinte hai, is pani ki. That remember, Ya Allah, these are the splashes of this waterfall. But we have come here, Ya Allah, not just to see the waterfall, we want your rahmat ke chinte. We want your mercy splashes, Ya Allah, envelope us in your mercy. So our Muslim brother, what they said, my brother Oliver, we want to fish the mercy of Almighty Allah, and that fishing, remember, now we can do any other time, but this is a special month of Allah's mercy. So therefore they said, let us detach ourselves from fishing in the ocean, and then we fish for the real mercy of Almighty Allah and attach ourselves to the mercy of Allah.
I see we've got a new listener, Ustad. It says, hi AK, it's Jonathan here. I listened to the reading of the Quran on CD in my car on my way to work. It's really soothing. But can I get the English version in the same tunes? Jonathan Ustad.
Remember, my brother Jonathan, you should do yourself a big favor that you are listening to the Quran. That's excellent, although you might even not know one word of Arabic, but you see the impact it has on you. You are Jonathan, you're listening to the Quran, and now already you're motivated, inspired. I want to know what is the message to me as a person, human being, from my Creator. So first thing you should do, write this down, my brother Jonathan, chapter 5, verse number 83. Chapter 5, verse 83. I'll read it for you and explain. You see, we just happened in the continent of Africa, here in Habasha, Ethiopia. So when the Muslims, they left Makkah Mukarrama, the first migration, Hijra, they came here to Ethiopia, and there was a very just ruler, Negus, Najashi, and then the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers came, and they said that these are our slaves, they ran away. But he didn't buy that story of theirs. So he said, come you Muslims, read for me, what is your message? So Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother read. He read Surah Maryam, the chapter on Mary, and that is chapter 19, 1-9. And these people understood Arabic. So when he read, Ja'far radiallahu anhu is reading, they listening attentively, and this is their response. Chapter 5, verse 83. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. For you who don't understand all this, chapter 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seven Supara, seven Jews, the seventh part of the Noble Quran. My brother Jonathan, when they heard what was revealed to the Master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then they started crying, weeping profusely. There and then they said, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, we heard your message. Ya Allah, immediately we had to record our names. We bring iman, we bring faith. The Master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never forgot this ihsan and favor which Negus Najashi did for the students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. Hence, several years after that, when he passed away, during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he, the Master alayhi salam, migrated to Medina Munawwara, and then they performed the funeral prayer, Salatul Janaza al-Ghaib, in absentia. The Master alayhi salam is there in Medina Munawwara, and his Mubarak blessed body of Najashi Negus in Ethiopia, and the Salat prayer was read to say, we won't forget your ihsan, your favor you did us. So see, my brother, so very easy for you, you just go to Google and you will find, you must remember Quran with English translation and so forth and so on. So some you will get that you just read it, some you get with audio, so you can just download it, and then inshallah you can listen to the Arabic text and you listen to the translation as well. May Almighty Allah bless you and guide you, my brother Jonathan.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Somebody says, Ustaz, that my mom passed away leaving her will behind, Mufti Saab. In her will, it is stated that she owes for 21 Ramadan fast. What's the masala on that, Ustaz?
Remember, in a case like that, what will happen is fidya has to be paid. So fidya means that you work on today's current value. So 30 rand, you must remember, per fast. So for one Ramadan, it will be 900 rand. So in that way, you just round it off 1,000 rand, for example. So you must remember 21,000 or 20,000 you just pay out, and you take that from the estate and give to poor Muslim people, and that will be, inshallah, those who can receive zakat, so then that will suffice on her behalf. If in the estate there isn't this 20,000 or so, then you, the heirs, the sons, the daughters, you pay it on behalf of your beloved mother, and do so immediately, just Ramadan, and remember for your beloved mother, never forget this. Always, when our parents have passed away, with iman and Islam, and we are the children, grandchildren, Surah chapter 4, 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, what is the liquid food Muslim people give out to the public during the day? Are Muslims allowed to drink it while they fast? This is the anonymous team, Mr. D. Ustad.
Mr. D, what they give out is what is called a halim, is with H, halim. So you see, our Muslims, we love certain things. Every day when I come back from the prayer, Maghrib time, you know, when we break our fast, we have a prayer, then we come home. So I myself, remember, my wife makes for me this halim, is always ready there. And mashallah, then we have some savory, some samosas, pies, bhajjas, whatever. Then we have our main course and tea and what have you. So yes, it is a favorite among Muslims, especially the Indian Muslim. If you are in Durban, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas of Capital Group, mashallah, they give out thousand liters of the halim, and the people stand in the queues. So yes, it is very, very, not while you're fasting, brother. While you're fasting, no halim. So evening time, when the sun sets, then there. Fasting time, no liquid, no solid, nothing. So we fast for 12 hours, 13 hours, 15 hours, 20 hours, depending on the season, which country we are, all to manifest our love for Almighty Allah. For your love, I'm prepared to do so, because we know the maximum, optimum reward, inshallah. So don't forget, today 2:30, that is our brother Maulana Zahid Khan, and that will be a new program between 2:30 to 3, Madrasa, Markaz Sahaba, Madrasa, live on air, so Mondays to Fridays. So tune in and listen to the wonderful advices, inshallah. And remember, all the programs will go on as normal. Tonight is a great auspicious night, so let us use it and not waste time with TV and all nonsensical talks and so forth. Every person, wherever you are, engage ourselves in the ta'at and obedience of Almighty Allah, and show our loyalty, love to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Almighty Allah accept us all, and may Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.